Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folks of all of you who Facebook and Twitter. Welcome along, and well, it's nearly the end of our first week here of 2014. Last Wednesday the 1st of January, of course, was New Year's Day, and we all celebrated the coming of the new year, some more with hangovers than others, possibly. I seem to recall sitting now for most of the early part of that Wednesday morning, because I decided to go to bed about 1:30, quarter to 2, something like that. So I thought, okay, right, switch the telly off, and then momentarily sat back down on the sofa and promptly fell asleep. Next man, though, is about 5 o'clock, 20 to 5, something like, or 20 past 5, I can't remember which. I'm still sitting there, fully clothed, on the sofa, having just dozed off. Okay, I suppose I'd better go to bed. So, we did that, and had a bit of fun, basically. What else has happened this since New Year's Day? Well, of course, naturally, we've had the weather here in the UK and in Ireland, and to colleagues stateside, I think you've had really bad weather over there with blizzards and heavy snowfall affecting most of the American continent. And here we've had the rain, more rain and a bit more rain, and floods, and there's still flooding going on at the moment. People down in Somerset, in Montigny, they are cut off. You have a boat that has to negotiate what was a main road, albeit a country lane, into the village. The problem with that, of course, is obviously you've got obstacles like maroon cars and other vehicles, tree stumps, any debris that has sort of been blown into the path of the what was the road, of course. And yeah, therefore it's difficult to really sort of try and get through. But the emergency teams are trying their best, and they're trying to get down and provide much needed supplies of not just your day to day material like food supplies and provisions and all the rest of it, but more importantly things like medication from the local chemists and the doctors and stuff like that. Obviously, if you're stuck indoors or marooned, then obviously your medication may run out, and you need to be getting a fresh batch in. Well, obviously, the teams are doing the best down there in Somerset, to best of my knowledge, and helping as best they can. It does seem quite dramatic. Even here in Bristol, we had flooding on Friday morning. And it was funny to walk through it, that sort of, ironically, I walked past the very flooded areas the night before on the Thursday evening. And it was surreal to see that, yeah, they were closing off roads and putting up flood defences and all the rest of it. And sort of less than 24 hours later, about 8 or 10 hours later, those defences were put well and truly to the test. And I think they survived, to the best of my knowledge. There are still flood warnings out there. The Environment Agency have got loads of flood warnings. I think the Met Office here in the UK have got a yellow warning for rain for the whole of South West England currently in force. It was sort of light rain today here in Bedminster, but it's forecast to get worse over the weekend. Next week is not, apparently, judging by some tweets from forecasters, not too good. So I think it's a case of just batting down the hatches. And clearly 2014 is well and truly starting in the same way that 2013 left us, weather-wise. And if you are affected, of course, the problem is, it must be devastating, because you go to all that trouble of trying to protect your homes as best you can, and then you realise, obviously, you've got to replace carpeting, furniture, sort of fixtures and fittings. And then just to add insult to injury, possibly the insurance companies turn around and say, well, actually, our policies don't cover flooding. And there's often been quite a lot of argument over the past few years, particularly in the Great Flood and Gulf Show in 2007, that insurance companies needed to say, well, we appreciate you've got to sort of, it's a two-way street, I suppose, because you know if you're going to go into particularly flood this area, and obviously estate agents and fire and agency and local council need to say, well, that area is prone to flooding, so you've got to take that thing, well, it may be tranquil by being close to a river, but when it floods its banks, you know, you've got to realise the consequences of that and be prepared in terms of the financial penalties, because obviously your household insurance, buildings and contents, whatever, may say, well, actually, yeah, flooding doesn't quite come in there. I think something the insurance companies have also been told to back up their ideas and say, listen, you know, inevitably this is going to keep happening, and short of putting premiums up, and then we all sort of pay the price, regardless of whether we're in a flood risk area or not, then you know, you've got to just take the rough with the smooth, unfortunately. But that's been the biggest talking point, and everyone's going out there and saying the weather is going to be bad, it's going to be good, and you see that there's some fantastic photographs doing the rounds on social media and in both national and local press and media and all the rest of it, of sort of particularly coastal areas getting absolutely battered by, yeah, really, really high waves that sort of just almost engulf promenades and esplanades and all the rest of it, and piers on the coastal fringes. And he's saying that, you know, people actually can go. I think Portland was in danger of getting cut off, the causeway down there between Weymouth from Portland, between near the Chesil Beach, was liable to sort of flooding and stuff like that. And, you know, around White Regis and Rodwell down there in Weymouth got badly affected, I believe. And even further, obviously, down the south coast, there's more sort of dangers. And, you know, I've just been looking at the Environment Agency's approved smartphone app for flood alert. If you've got a smartphone, download it. It's a freebie. It's just typing flood alert into an app store or that market or whatever, then I think they've got versions for most smartphones. You just go on the website, Environment Agency, and then they can say, right, click here to download, depending on what device you've got. It's also available on the tablets as well, which is always good news. But it's just that sort of weird way of thinking, okay, that's in what's causing it. Why then people say, well, why do we get affected? You hear stories of people saying, well, I've lived here decades and never seen anything like it. And you're thinking, well, yes, the rivers do need dredging, but is that the only answer? And cutbacks again on finances, and yeah, all the politicians and political parties can be finger pointing at each other and saying, oh, well, you should be doing more, and well, actually, you should have done it when you were in power, blah blah blah. And it's sort of nobody's prepared to stand up and say, right, okay, we'll go and we'll bite the bullet and say, right, we need to invest X billions into into storing all that. But where does this money come from? That is the problem. And it's just sort of, you kind of think, well, who's going to pay for it ultimately? Is the taxpayer going to have to foot the bill, and are people going to complain, particularly, as I say, they're not in the flood areas, if they're sort of miles from the at-risk areas, they're going to say, well, why should I pay for somebody else's problem? It's a difficult sort of difficult situation. So that's what's the main major talking point, and still is ongoing talking point. And if you are affected by the floods, then you do have my deepest sympathies. And if worried about relatives that may be trapped or whatever, then obviously, yeah, we're all thinking about them. I think it's that sort of thing that, particularly those people that got flooded just prior to Christmas, and they're just still mopping up. And yeah, it's I remember the news reports going over the festive period saying, oh, well, you know, for certain communities, this is a Christmas they'd rather forget. And, you know, you sort of worry about them and you think, what's the answer? There isn't an answer, really. Yeah, all these storms seem to be coming across in the Atlantic. All these Hurricane Caroline, I think the latest one is, that's hitting the British Isles. And it's just, it's unbelievable. But people batter on, and I think that's the, the tremendous, not just British spirit, but worldwide, people just sort of say, okay, right, well, you know, we can't just mope about it, we just got to get on with it, and you know, and make sure we can do things. What do you think? I'm trying to get rid of the stiff neck at the moment. Is it painful? I'll have a drink at the same time. Yeah, that's nice. Oh, something nice about real ale. I just know it's just dribbling down the throat quite merrily. That's the other thing that's obviously some of you will be taking part in the Dry January, where whether you're doing it for charity, whether you're just saying, actually, I think I want to sort of, you know, ease back on the old booze. You know, it's that's another talking point, another thing that's obviously been happening since the 1st of Jan. And, you know, it's good for you if you're doing it. I've done it before. It's funny if you have a month off, because you then go back to it, not sort of in a mega way, although actually I did. I sort of went a little bit OTT when I came back with it. Did it about a two years ago, I think. And chose the month of February, I think it was a leap year, so it was 29 days where I did not drink booze. Okay, and I did a few booze on it. If you go into the archives, you will hear said booze. Just look for, I can't remember what I even called the damn thing, but Going Dry, I think. If you type in Going Dry into the search bar on audioboo.fm, you may or may not find me. Just checking what time we've got left, because regular listeners to these booze sometimes know that we get really excited and then get cut off in half line. And merely telling me all of that is something we just get totally cut off, and you're there thinking, okay, what the heck? So, anyway, what else can I tell you good folks? Hope you're having a happy new year, if thus far, and January seems to be going well. They said, yes, Monday just gone, the 6th, was supposed to be the dullest or the most unpleasant day of the year, or something, in terms of whether it's sort of psychological, or whether it's, yeah, just people just feeling down, it's January, back to work. And if you're lucky to have work, those. Someone said to volunteer instead. But that's another story entirely. Maybe do another booth of that on that route. Because it's what I do, volunteering is quite fun. But you do sort of think it'd be quite nice to get paid for it. But then you sort of, you know, the word, the clue's in the title, really, I suppose, you know, with volunteering. So, let's see, oh dear, we're coming to the last 50 seconds even of this audio. So, I suppose I ought to wrap it up and say, well, continued Happy New Year to you all. Thank you for listening. Do hope that 2014 brings you happiness, joy, excitement, laughter, and you can enjoy it to the best of your abilities. So we've got about 20 seconds or give or take here during the countdown now. So you know, it's been nice talking to you all as ever. And if you've battled through to the very end, and I know so many of you do, and I do thank you for listening. It's been good to have your company once again. I will say in the last few minutes, goodbye.